Mind Food Radio, Smart Thinking with Michael McHugh and Ben Starr.
Well, we've heard of bangers and mash, but bangers and bacon?
I know, but come on, Ben. How much do you love a sausage?
Oh, I love a sausage. You've been dying to use that line, haven't you?
Party har.
But this, you're such a funny guy.
But this really is a beautiful cookbook. And when it landed on my desk, I thought I want to interview the guy behind it. Jeremy Schmidt is a chef in Auckland, actually, with a restaurant called 215 Bar on Dominion Road, a place I know very, very well. I actually used to live in Dominion Road when I was a kid. And welcome to the show, Jeremy.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, now it's a beautiful looking book, but tell me, where did the passion come for sausages?
Just always really enjoyed things that are done in the more traditional way. As, you know, society moves on to fast food and all that sort of thing, I love doing, you know, spending a bit of time on the products that I make, and I just really enjoyed making all the dried cured meats and sausages, and it's sort of a passion from that just arrived and ended up to be put down into a book.
Now, how hard is it, though, you know, for the average cook at home to actually make sausages?
It's actually easier than you'd think. I mean, it does require a little bit of time the first time you make it, and you know, tying the skins at the beginning can be a little bit tricky.
Mm-hmm.
But once you've made a few of them and, you know, do a few kilos, you get quite good at it quite quickly.
Yeah. And what about the art of what you put in it? I mean, is it like a recipe where you can mix and match all these different things?
I mean, to start with, it's always quite good to start with a recipe that you know that's going to work.
Yeah.
And after that, when you understand how much flavour go, or how many, you know, the amount of herbs that you put in it, or the amount of garlic, or whatever you want to add it to make it your own, I guess, once you've learned the little sort of idiosyncrasies mm-hmm. of the small amounts and how much they change it at the end, it's quite easy to chop and change and make your own, or you can quite easily take away the venison and put in the pork, or, you know, do things like that.
Mm-hmm. Do you have a favourite sort of combination of flavours?
Depends on what day it is as to what that I like, but I generally prefer the dried, like the sausage and the chorizo and the lanjega.
And I understand one of your flops was a turkey sausage, is that right? You forgot to put the fat in it, it tasted like cardboard?
Yeah, you definitely need some fat in the sausage just to make it, you know, I mean, fat's flavour, and it's not like it's, I mean, it's a good fat, it's an animal fat, it's not going to, you know, and a little bit of fat in your diet, it's not going to hurt.
So what about the book? How long did that take you to put together?
Sort of 18 months. I mean, I've been doing it for 10 years now, and I learned off a really, you know, knowledgeable guy down when I was in Te Arawa. He taught me a lot about the dry curing and, you know, that side of things, and also it's a lot of, you know, experimenting, and I make sausages every week, and it's something I really enjoy doing, and we have them at the restaurant. And
Jeremy, before we go, what are great accompaniments, you know, other than mashed potatoes with sausages? You know, I know the book's called Sausages and Bacon, but for you, what's your perfect dish with sausages?
Good friends.
Great answer. Really good answer.
And of course, have a good barbecue, huh?
Yeah. Well, a beer, good mates around, be it girls or boys, you know, around the barbecue and just enjoying the time.
Doesn't get better than that, does it?
No.
Well, thanks for talking to us about your brand new book, Bangers to Bacon. Jeremy's been joining us today here on Mind Food. And of course, for more details, you can jump onto mindfood.com.
Mind Food Magazine and Mind Food Radio. Together, smart thinking.